This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. By several measures, today is the worst day of the coronavirus pandemic so far in Colorado. CPR's John Daly reports.
The number of people now hospitalized in Colorado with COVID-19 hit 894, according to Governor Jared Polis. That's the state's highest level yet, eclipsing the record in Colorado of 888 set in mid-April. Plus, modeling estimates one of every 100 people in the state is now contagious with coronavirus. The governor wants people to sharply limit interactions.
Let's show the grit that we need to bear down, cancel our social plans, avoid interacting with others, reduce the number of people we see, and let's get through this.
State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says coronavirus is circulating at its highest rate since the pandemic began. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State Republican Chairman Ken Buck is describing Colorado as purple lean blue after Tuesday's election results. The congressman for the Eastern Plains told radio station KNUS that Senator Cory Gardner's loss wasn't because of anything the incumbent did.
I don't think he did anything wrong. I think there was Colorado is a very difficult place to win statewide now. And I think it shows because we haven't had a statewide winner for years.
Buck says while some national Republican groups helped Gardner, the state got little attention from the Trump campaign. Preliminary returns suggest Joe Biden won Colorado by the widest margin since Ronald Reagan's second run for president. Coming up on the program, a senior advisor to the Democracy Fund talks about the integrity of state ballot counting. Then, farmers across the U.S. rely on genetically modified crops that can fend off insects. Well, lately, they've started losing to those insects, and scientists want new restrictions on the technology. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And keep in mind that at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have a special NPR election update. The special programming is scheduled to air tonight and tomorrow night at 7 with a wrap-up of the day's presidential election news. Colorado Matters will follow the election update at 8 here on CPR News.